Good morning. Good morning. We're a lively group this morning, looks like. Welcome to Mount Olive Baptist Church. It is a beautiful day today, and I'm so glad to have you here. Good. I know all of us are probably pretty happy that the whole winter weather scare turned out to be just some cold rain yesterday. Good to have you here, especially, I don't know if we have any visitors, but welcome you especially. And just so good to be in the Lord's house and to be amongst other brothers and sisters as we're all here to worship and to bring glory to God. And before we get to all of our main activities, I do want to just start with some announcements and things like that. I do want to point out, of course, as we had mentioned before, we are going to take up an offering today. And I know it's been one of those things missing from our service that part of, you know, worshiping God is also giving back to Him and giving, you know, joyfully tithes and offerings. And so that'll be returning to part of our worship service, as you can see in your bulletin there. Other things going on. We don't have much else today, which is kind of nice sometimes, of course. But WMU Group 1, of course, is going to be at the home of Zelda Lewis tomorrow. Wednesday, we are going to have our normal Bible study. But notice there's no youth group this week because, of course, Noble is still in South Africa with the mission group there. Then you can see choir practice, game night, praise team practice, things like that, deacons meeting. Also want to point forward to the ham and egg supper coming up in February. That's still, you know, a month and a half away, but that is our annual prove we're not Jewish festival when we eat lots and lots of pork of all varieties and things like that. come and it's always a good time. Also want to read a thank you note that we have from Viola Miller here. So thank you, with many thanks to you for your kindness. Thanks to the people of the Mount Olive Church family for their many acts of kindness during the holiday season. I sincerely appreciate the Thanksgiving Sunshine Box, the poinsettia at Christmas, and the visit from the Christmas carolers, and your thoughts and prayers. Please continue to keep me in your prayers, and may God bless all of you with health in 2024. Viola Miller. Are there any other announcements we need to make today? We're aware of. All right, if not, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just are so thankful. We are just in so awe of you. We, Lord, just in everything that's done today, may we just come to know you better, to be closer to you. As we're starting this year, may we be starting it off right, that we can do the things that please you, Lord. May we seek to make you proud of us. That we can be on the right path, that we can seek to elevate you and lower ourselves to find just the right place for us as we seek and do your will, both here inside these walls and especially when we leave. So enter into this service, enter into all of our hearts, and control everything that's done today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Let's all stand and sing our song this morning, page 36. And you'll recognize the tune.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Today's call to worship is going to be Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
As we come now to our prayer time, pay attention to the ministry prayer list that we have in the bulletin there. There are certainly some names highlighted we need to pay attention, especially Tina Coble, which is Barbara Love's daughter. She came and mentioned that she's hoping to get a good result from the surgeon this week. So definitely keep her in our prayers and that goes well. And even if it doesn't, that the Lord's with her one way or the other, of course. Also want to point out, got some prayer requests from Joan. Eric Snyder is deploying tomorrow to Jordan. So we definitely need to keep him in our prayers as he goes and for his whole deployment. And also, Jeff Snyder's dad passed away last Friday in New Jersey at the age of 96. So keep Jeff and the whole family in their prayers. 96 is certainly a good long life, but it's never easy no matter what. So definitely keep them in our prayers. Any other prayer requests we want to mention today specifically? So baby Evans, who is still inside the mom, but is not developing like they hope. So certainly need some prayer there. Any other requests we want to mention? I'm sorry? Laura Whitaker? Okay. Has terminal cancer. So certainly keep her and her family in prayers. Yeah. Anyone else? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. First, Lord, we just want to thank you for the privilege to be able to come to you, that we don't have to go through anyone. Lord, I'm standing here and I'm voicing this public prayer, but every one of us can come directly to you because of the work on the cross, Lord. All those barriers have been torn down. You're in our hearts. You're right there with us whenever we need you. And as we pray to you, you listen and you hear and you know even more than we can say. You know the desires and the yearnings and the things we don't even know how to put into words sometimes. You certainly know the concerns that are in our hearts. You know things we aren't even aware of. And just, Lord, as we pray for those on our list, as we pray for Eric and for Jeff's dad, his family rather, for Tina, for these other names that have been mentioned, you're the one that knows the right answers. You're the one that has the plan, Lord. We certainly have our desires. We want healing. We want restoration. We want protection and safety. We certainly, as the team is in South Africa, we want them to be safe and to get home safely. But, Lord, mostly, Lord, we want you to accomplish your goals and your purposes here, that lives will be reached, that stories will be told, that people will understand you better and grow closer to you and have those opportunities because of the things we do and because of the way we respond to the things going on around us in the world. So, Lord, especially now as we do enter into the time of worship and giving and preaching, Lord, just take hold of everything that happens here, that it will all be according to your will. In your name we pray. Amen. The song I'm going to sing today is called Give Me Jesus, which is actually from an old Negro spiritual. So that's part of what it is. And then there's a little interlude in the music. And I'm going to take some excerpts from a poem written by Anne Graham Lotz called Just Give Me Jesus. And so that's kind of, when I recite a little part, that's what that's coming from. Oh, yeah, you can go to Children's Church, too. Go ahead and do that. All right, so Rex, whenever you're good. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. And when guards the young, he seeks the stray, he finds the lost, he guides the faithful, he rights the wrongs, he defends the weak, he comforts the oppressed, he welcomes the prodigal, he heals the sick, he cleanses the dirty, he restores the faithful, he mends the broken, he blesses the poor, he fills the empty, he elevates the humble, he forgives the sinner, and he raises the dead. I can't get him out of my mind, and I can't get him out of my heart. I can't outlive him, and I can't live without him. Satan tried to tempt him, but found he couldn't trip him. Pilate examined him on trial, but found no fault in him. The Romans crucified him and couldn't take his life. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. And when I come to die, oh, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all. You can have all this world. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.